In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our saint of yesterday, Saint Peter Celestin, appeared to the today's saint, Saint Bernardine of Siena, to warn the latter of his approaching death. Saint Bernardine, who lived in 15th century Italy, had also, like Saint Peter Celestin, renounced all his earthly possession to dedicate himself to serve Jesus, whose holy name he loved above everything else. Today I'll tell you about a certain English saint, because this day is a great feast in England. For on this day, 1220 years ago, died Saint Ethelbert II, king and martyr. He was the king of East Anglia at the end of the 8th century. East Anglia was an ancient Anglo-Saxon kingdom which located in the area of modern counties of Norfolk and Suffolk, where several parishes are dedicated to him. In his childhood, Saint Ethelbert used to study very hard, and after spending many hours in studies, he spent most of the time of the recess in prayer, while his schoolfellows went to play. Saint Ethelbert was still very young when his father died, and since he was the only son, he succeeded him as king. And as the ruler of his country, Saint Ethelbert's motto was that the higher is the station in which man is placed, the more humble and benevolent he ought to be. And this was the rule of his own conduct when ruling his kingdom. To secure the tranquility of the country, the bishops of East Anglia said that the king should marry to get an heir for himself and for his kingdom. Saint Ethelbert had heard much of the virtue of a young girl named Alfreda. Alfreda was the daughter of Offa, king of the Mercia, which was another Anglo-Saxon kingdom. So he decided to propose Alfreda and set on his journey to Mercia. After long labors of journey, Saint Ethelbert reached his destination. But the queen of that country was a very wicked woman, and said to her husband, the king, that he should not allow their daughter to marry a foreigner. If Ethelbert would be allowed to rule both kingdoms, that would mean the end of the prosperity of Mercia. She whispered to his ear that in order to remove the threat of their nation, Ethelbert had to be murdered. So King Offa agreed and called his noblemen to plot the murder of Saint Ethelbert. They decided to kill him in the darkness of the night. And so it was. During the night, they entered Ethelbert's bedroom and locked all doors to prevent his companions to come to his aid. When Saint Ethelbert realized that he was surrounded like an innocent lamb, he recommended his soul to Almighty God, groaning, "Yesterday and the day before I was free and secure. Now I am chained like a victim of a predator, waiting my slaughter." The tyrant king, who did not want him to live any longer, said to his troops, "What are you waiting for?" The saint prayed with great devotion to the Lord, with inmost affection of the heart. And while he was praying, one of the assassins rushed to him like a madman, and cut off the saint's head. He was privately buried at Marden, but his body was soon glorified by miracles and removed to a church at Hereford. This town rose up from this church, which bore the name of Saint Ethelbert. The evil queen died miserably within 3 months after her crime. Her daughter Alfreda, whom Saint Ethelbert had come to propose, devoted herself to God and led a penitential, solitary life at Croyland. King Offa later had a remorse of killing young Ethelbert and endeavored to atone for the sin by a pilgrimage to Rome, and there he founded a school for the English. Offa also established the Peter's Pens, that is, state support for the Pope in Kingdom of Mercia. Egfrid was the only son of Offa, and this Egfrid was of good morals and able ruler, and he succeeded his father 3 years after the murder. But Egfrid died after a reign of some months. An English deacon named Alcuin of York wrote about the prince, "That most noble young man has not died for his sins, but the vengeance for the blood shed by the father has reached the son. For you know how much blood his father shed to secure the kingdom upon his son." Dear children, the ambition of the evil king and queen cost them their kingdom. And all of us have to be very careful that our sins don't cost us our heavenly kingdom. The evil king and queen showed the thorns of ambition, which are very, very sharp, and which will cost the kingdom of heaven for us if we don't watch ourselves. But if we always show virtue, as a Christian should, and like the great King Ethelbert did, we always find peace of mind and the future heavenly crown, whether we spend our earthly life in adversity or in prosperity. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.